West Liberty University is one of several higher education institutes in the state that have recently hired new presidents. Weirton native Stephen Greiner sat down to talk with West Virginia Public Broadcasting about coming home to lead a school in the Northern Panhandle.
I've been here for 3 weeks, and the initial experience has been overwhelming because everyone has been welcoming and so kind and wanting to get to know me, and I'm wanting to get to know everyone. I've spent most of my day meeting faculty and staff and students, spending a good bit of time in the community, meeting the leaders in the community.
Greiner's background is in education. He spent 19 years as a professor, and he says he never expected his career to branch into administration. But it did. He spent the past 14 years as president of Hazard Community and Technical College in Kentucky. He says he's happy to return to his old stomping grounds.
Everything that I have become was a result of the Northern Panhandle. My education, my training, the family values, everything that I became as an adult started here. And so the opportunity to come back and give back to an area that meant so much to me and still means so much to me. It was just too good of an opportunity to pass up.
The challenges West Liberty faces are the same, Greiner says, as all higher ed institutions across the country. They include declining enrollment and budget constraints. West Liberty has seen a 14.5% decline in enrollment in the past 5 years. Last year alone, it saw a 10% dip in enrollment numbers. Just over 2,300 students enrolled in the fall of 2015. And Greiner says at one point, more than 50% of West Liberty's budget was supported by the state. Today, it's approximately 18%. Greiner's management strategy, he explains, is first to listen to ideas from the entire campus community. He hopes to assess accomplishments and trends, as well as collect diverse ideas about how best to proceed. He says some less popular programs might give way to new programs that will enhance enrollment. New master's degree programs in business administration and criminal justice are in the works, and he points to a new science program that he hopes will attract students.
We just signed the partnership with Ogilvy Resort and the Good Zoo for that new major in zoo sciences, which is tremendous because there were only 4 programs like that in the country. And this is the only program that actually partners with the zoo. So the kind of training that our students are going to get and hands-on training is phenomenal, and it's priceless.
Greiner says he has also been meeting with heads of other educational institutions in the region.
One of the things that I think is critically important for success for higher education in the Northern Panhandle is for us to collaborate with our partner institutions and look at ways that we can have joint programs and functions and activities. When you look at the percentages in our counties of people who have completed a college degree, it's a very low percentage. And working together, we can combat that. We can enhance those opportunities for our citizens.
Greiner remains optimistic in spite of difficult budget challenges the school and the state face. He says West Virginians will always figure it out and bounce back. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in West Liberty.